This is Project Independence in You, and we are back after listening to Burns and Allen, All Promises Are Fictitious, that I guess originally aired April 17th, 1940, 75 years ago.
Wow.
Do you remember that, Christina?
Yeah, but, you know, vividly.
Right, right. We're returning now with Christina Liu, who is the Department of Services for the Aging Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist and, more importantly, the producer of Project Independence in You, and does an incredible job gathering guests, and just all the research that's done for this program is because Christina really works so hard on it. Also, we have Otto Loos.
I agree with you about Christina.
I know.
Thanks, guys.
She's great.
This is the Christina Liu show.
That's right.
This is the Christina Liu show.
You only are allowed to say great things about me the whole time, guys.
We used to call this segment Talk of the Town, but we are renaming it Christina Liu and you. We also have a guest, Walter Giacometti. Am I saying that correctly?
You got it right.
All right. Walter, you're the co-director of the tennis camp here, Tiger Tennis and Swim Day Camp at LIU.
That is correct.
That's correct. What can you tell us about this program?
Well, it's a new program that we are starting out this year. The other co-director, Daryl Bilowski happens to be the coach of the women's tennis team here at LIU Post. We decided to start a camp here this summer. It's the first year. It's brand new. And we're just excited about having this program. And it's the first year out, and we're looking we already have decent signups, so we're excited.
Walter, who would be signing up, and how would somebody sign up?
Okay. First of all, you can go check out our website, which is www.tiger-tennis.com, where you have all the information on our camp there, and you could actually register right there online. Or you can call us in our office. Our Tiger office is 855-833-3969. And the camp, now the age group of the camp are kids from anywhere from 6 years old up until 17, 18 years old, just before they go off to college. And the levels, we have all levels. We have the beginner, the kid that is just a casual player, to the student or player that plays tournaments, the kid that plays tournaments, that is looking to go to college to play tennis. So we deal with all levels.
Okay, that's great. So is this, how long does the program run? Is it a week? Is it
offer it on a weekly basis. It starts this Monday, June 29th, I believe, or 28th?
29th.
June 29th, and it goes all the way until August 28th. It's a 9-week session. And it's on a week. You can sign up on a weekly basis. You can sign up for 2. You can sign up for 3 weeks. And then we offer multi-week discounts. And it runs every day from 9:30 to 4 p.m.
Oh, so it's a full day. That's
it's
great.
It's a full day. Oh, yeah. But that's why we incorporated the swimming in there, because a full day of tennis during the summer could be a little exhausting for the kids.
A little warm?
Yeah, just a little warm sometimes. And talk to the people at the swimming pool, and we were able to coordinate a time for them each day to get the swimming pool, which will be supervised swimming with lifeguards, and our counselors will also be there supervising.
Well, this sounds truly like a wonderful program. Likely is that we have some grandparents out there that might be listening.
Yeah,
could recommend this to their.
It's funny you say that. It's a lot. When I get parents calling me up yesterday, as a matter of fact, one parent said to me, "Okay, I signed up Johnny for camp, but his grandparents are going to be bringing him over to camp in the morning, because obviously the parents have to get to work or something like that." So he said, "But the grandparents will be dropping them off in the morning at 9:30 and picking them up at 4 o'clock."
All right. We have in this town. We have a lot of grandparents that take care of the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, in the summer is critical. So this program's great. Is there? Do they have meals? Do they have to bring their own lunch?
As a matter of fact, we have lunch every day at 11:30. That's included in the price. Matter of fact, that same mom that called me yesterday asked about what kind of food is available over at the cafeteria. Is it kid-friendly food? And I said, yeah, absolutely, it's kid-friendly food. It's a very – they have various items available from salads.
So you have French fries?
Basically, French fries and, okay. chicken nuggets.
Okay, you've covered all your bases.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
Great.
No, basically, that's
I just wonder whether they find the chicken with all these fingers.
All these fingers missing. I know, it's sad.
Yeah, they're definitely genetically altered chickens.
Okay, Walter, so that's great. So it starts on the 29th, and I'm going to repeat the website, and I guess it doesn't matter. It could be all caps, small.
Yeah, yeah. If
okay,
you want
so
to repeat it, or if
you're tiger-tennis.com.
You got it. That's
and
it.
Why don't you just run that phone number again with the area code?
Yeah, it's a 855 number. It's 855-833-3969. That's our office number. So
okay.
You can
probably worst case, you just Google Tiger Tennis.
Yeah, Tiger Tennis, right. The swimming day camp, and I'm sure you'll find us.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck with the program. Let us know how it goes. Hopefully, you'll get great enrollment. Sounds like you're already doing the job.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited. We're more than happy with the turnout considering it's the first year.
Wonderful.
So, you know, for a tennis camp, you get, as our slogan says, two college coaches, one great tennis camp. So we're looking forward.
Oh, that's a goodie. All right. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Sure. Christina, what's going on? What's going on in North Hempstead?
Well, you know, I love about this segment is that we do have the ability to promote upcoming events, and I think it's important, like, you know, this program, just intergenerational events and programs that go on. And this is very exciting because this summer, North Hempstead is providing a free film series, and it's just amazing. We talked about this last week, but I just want everyone to really go because there's beautiful parks all over mm-hmm. North Hempstead. And starting on Sunday, July 19th, there's going to be at Clingy Martin Park, there's going to be Big Hero 6 that I've heard fabulous things about. So I think it's fun to go with your whole family. You can go and see, you know, the beautiful parks that the town has to offer. And then on July 28th at Clark Botanical Garden, Gigi will be playing from 1958. So you have a little vintage movie
you
can go see. On August 1st at 8:15 p.m., North Hempstead Beach Park will be showing Cinderella, which the 2015 live-action film.
Oh.
On August 7th at 8:15 at Charles Fuchsola Park in Carl Place, Home will be shown, which is, you know, definitely a good family movie.
And that's not Home Alone. That's...
No, not Home Alone, yes.
Okay, just Home. Okay.
And on Saturday, June 2nd at 8:30 at Sunset Park in Port Washington, they're going to be showing Rocky 3, which I thought was interesting.
Are these all outside or inside or varies?
I believe they're all outside.
Right.
Yes. I mean, don't fully quote me. We'd have to call 311 as part. But I'm pretty sure they're all projected on a screen outside. But and then July 11th at 8:30, Alexander on the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, which is a family comedy. And you could see that as well. And on July 25th at 8 p.m., Pitch Perfect, which I enjoyed very much also. And these are all at Sunset Park in Port Washington. And on August 8th, they'll be showing Frozen. Which,
wow.
You know, I think everyone who has little kids probably has seen 1,000 times.
Right.
It's really great. And that's why I said, you know, the town offers really just great programs that are free. So it's just something to do if you're around. And call 311 if you miss any of those dates or times or need directions.
Right. And another really important part of Department of Services for the Aging and our new collaboration with community services is that the town, I'm not sure what year, how many years they've been doing it, but Fun Day Monday at North Hempstead Beach Park will be every Monday going forward until I think
the end of August.
The end of
yeah.
August.
Yeah, it starts July 6th.
And the and rain date, they always
have
a rain
Thursday.
Date.
It's always a Thursday. So whatever, you know, it's Monday and Thursday, you know, it was the rain
Just
date.
Just one suggestion as one who's been to Fun Day Monday. Is you should buy, if you intend to go more than once, buy a parking permit for $25, which gets you into the parking lot for the whole year. Otherwise, it's like $15 each time.
I don't think you have to pay for parking?
You don't have to pay
for parking. Funday Monday.
Yeah, I think Funday Monday is the only day you actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Funday Monday, you know, as long as you're a town resident, 60
then
or
I
over.
I should turn my permit in.
Right.
And you're also, what I think is great too, for you're able to get free transportation as well if you don't drive.
Call 311
so you call
for
311
that.
And, you know, they'll let you know the different stops, which I think is great. And this is what I thought interesting. This year is the first year they're going to be also having a farmer's market available there, so you can buy fresh fruits and vegetables, and so
right.
that's a fun little thing. But it's always there's always different themes. On July 6th, when it first starts, there's Rock Into Summer, and July 13th is the beach party theme, and there's great musical acts at each of these. And July 20th is a tribute to Broadway.
Oh, fun!
July 27th is the big health fair that they have every year, which has a bunch of different organizations in the area. There's August 3rd is the Hawaiian Luau Auto, which sounds very fun. On August 10th is swing season. They're actually going to have a big band music group there.
That's different.
And
that's
August
great.
17th is Mardi Gras.
That's a fun
one. So they'll
one.
Have a little tribute to jazz. And on August 21st, which is always my favorite, is the Hometown USA, which is a tribute to all of the veterans.
Right.
Are these all the same time?
Yep. Yeah. So it starts, as I said, July 6th till August 24th.
Time, though, of
and
day?
And the time is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just call 311 or 869-6311 if you have any questions about transportation or what theme it is. We also have a
brochure. And exercise classes are also going to be there every week, right? Yep. Yeah, there's all different. There's line dancing, there's Zumba, fitness, Mahjong, Tai Chi. So, I mean, there's pretty much a bunch of things you could do now. And it's a beautiful beach, so why not?
It really is.
And it's free, so
you know.
They have a hiking trail there now, too.
Exactly. See?
Which I actually did about a week ago.
Oh, how'd it go?
Very nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I wanted to do that also.
Yeah.
Very
nice. It's kind of on the one end, the end where there's a building that houses equipment. Well, it starts right there. And it's very nice.
Right.
They did a nice job.
That's what I've heard. I heard it's beautiful. We'll have to try that one out, Christina.
We should.
So the last month or so, we had a couple of exciting events that Project Independence hosted. We had a Manhasset Resource Fair at the Manhasset Lakeville Firehouse right off of Plandom Road. We had a wonderful turnout, a lot of information, a lot of great partners and vendors came. It was quite successful. The supervisor was there and, you know, just talked again about, as she always does, the importance of Project Independence, what a priority it is for the town. We had our council people came and our tax receiver and our...
Yeah, it was a wonderful...
It was really great. And then I think the next week we had our joint advisory committee meeting at Clinton Martin Park, and we had some representatives from each advisory in the town, and again it was a great turnout, and we talked a lot about actually we're celebrating the members at this advisory. Otto, I know you couldn't be there. Could you just explain to us why you were not there?
How dare you, Otto?
I'm going to be honest about this.
Never mind. No, okay.
No, I got invited to a very, very nice golf course.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's acceptable.
Yeah. We'll let it slide this time, Otto.
We'll let this slide. Otto is our original go-to in every way. very, very dedicated, helpful Project Independence member, volunteer, newsletter writer, radio show co-host, driver, activist, have I missed anything? And a lovely wife that you have.
And it's for a reason, because the program is really good. It serves a major purpose, and the people who run it are very, very sincere about what they do.
Well, and that's a good way to wrap it up. Hold on. Don't say anything else. That was nice. We're going to be right back, and we're going to take a short break.
You want me to keep going?